Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt and the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Happy New Year, everyone. This is January 5th. We are in a brand new year, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope that you guys are as well. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, here to shed the light on the truth, on the lies, to inform, to encourage, inspire, and hopefully motivate you to action in the fight to preserve liberty and our heritage, and to become self-reliant, to be resilient. And we'll be talking about that all year long. Welcome to those of you that are listening on our terrestrial stations, AM 630 on the dial if you're in the Spokane area, and 96.5 FM if you're in the Spokane or North Idaho, Kootenai County areas, wherever we reach. And don't forget to remind your friends who might be outside of the signal area, whether you are in the American Redoubt or outside the wire in occupied territory, you can always listen to our live stream. And if you need to protect your limited data, you can always call in on the dial on the phone and listen live by dialing 605-477-4336 and press number 2 when you're prompted to listen to Liberty Broadcasting. And all of that is, once again, that's at radiofreeredoubt.com, R-E-D-O-U-B-T, Redoubt, radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on Listen to RFR, that tab there at the top of the page, and it will show you all the ways that you can listen. Now, we're off to a new year. And this week, over the last couple of days, there's been a lot of stuff coming out about this EMP threat. What are we going to do? It's, have you seen this? Oh my. Well, this started from a tweet that was sent out by Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Now, a lot of you have, well, maybe not have heard about this, but many have. I've gotten emails, the texts and social media, a lot of folks in Amron are talking about this. So I want to address it. I think that, right out the gate, I don't want to really get into, I want to talk about New Year stuff and setting goals for the new year, and things that I would hope that we would try to accomplish, maybe even together. But I do want to address this because it has just dominated so many conversations that I've tracked lately. And it seems that there may or may not be some credibility to this particular tweet. But it doesn't take away the credibility of the threat that the EMP, electromagnetic pulse, would bring if it were true. So I want to talk about this, and then in segment two, I do want to talk a little bit about some of our goals as Christian patriots for this coming year, and I'll be reiterating that, and I'll be going into more specifics on some of those throughout January, and then of course the rest of the year. Now, I am slammed busy in January. I've got all kinds of stuff going on. It is going to be a major task for me just to get the shows out on, you know, Saturday and Sunday shows, and still juggle all the other stuff that I've got going on. It's just it's a real crazy time right now, but that's okay. It's only a season. And then in February, I'm really looking forward to actually getting back on track with some of these projects that I had set deadlines for myself that I was not able to achieve because just other things that have taken my time. So we got to get through January together. We can do that, right? And then we're off to a great year that I'm really excited about. So let me talk about who's Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Well, I'm going to talk about who he is, because when you see this name, it's something you want to pay attention to. As long as somebody hasn't hacked his account, right? In this case, this is what came out. A Twitter feed saying from a very credible source, and I'll explain why here in just a minute. From Dr. Peter Vincent Pry on the Twitter account, to be as concise and succinct as possible, I must implore everyone who sees this to do all of the following as quickly as possible. Stockpile food, water, and the means to acquire or purify much, much more. Prepare for an imminent situation that may impact us all coast to coast. So, who is this guy and why would we have to, what type of a threat could he be talking about that could impact us all coast to coast? Well, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry happens to be probably one of the most foremost experts on the electromagnetic pulse, the weaponization of electromagnetic energy using nuclear weapons fired outside of our atmosphere, which actually has a magnifying effect. So let's talk about this, because we've talked about his work before. I know I've read a lot of his stuff before as well. So Dr. Peter Vincent Pry is executive director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security. He's a congressional advisory board, which is a congressional advisory board dedicated to achieving protection of the United States from electromagnetic pulse, or EMP. Also, cyber attack, mass destruction terrorism, and other threats to civilian critical infrastructure on an accelerated basis. Dr. Pry is director of the United States Nuclear Strategy Forum, an advisory board to Congress on policies to counter weapons of mass destruction. Dr. Pry served on the staffs of the Congressional Commission on the Strategic Posture of the United States from 2008 to 2009. The Commission on the New Strategic Posture of the United States in 06 through 08, and the Commission to Assess the Threat to the United States from Electromagnetic Pulse Attacks between 2001 and 2008. Dr. Pry served as professional staff on the House Armed Services Committee of the United States Congress with portfolios in nuclear strategy, weapons of mass destruction, Russia, China, NATO, the Middle East, intelligence, and terrorism. In other words, he's an extremely well-established, credible subject matter expert on threats to the United States. And he's really has placed a lot of the emphasis of his work on the electromagnetic pulse threat. He served as a verification analyst at the U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, responsible for assessing Soviet compliance with strategic and military arms control treaties from 84 and 85. He's written numerous books on national security issues, including Apocalypse Unknown, The Struggle to Protect America from an Electromagnetic Pulse Catastrophe, Electric Armageddon, Civil Military Preparedness for an Electromagnetic Pulse Catastrophe. I mean, on and on. He's also been on TV and radio as an expert on national security issues. And the BBC even made his book War Scare into a two-hour TV documentary, Soviet War Scare, 1983, and his book Electric Armageddon was the basis for another TV documentary. Okay, so this guy's very well established. Now, in these conversations, there are several YouTube videos linking to this this gentleman's presentations that he's given. I'm going to include those YouTube videos in the highlights and resources posting for today's show for you guys to watch, because although we've talked about this before, I try to bring it up probably about once a quarter reintroduce the EMP threat. Because if you're prepared for, if you try to prepare based on that, is a worst case scenario. So if you are concerned about disaster preparedness, emergency preparedness, just for the reason of being self-reliant, because we live in a very volatile, unpredictable world, socially coming apart at the seams. If you prepare for an electromagnetic pulse type of a situation, you're pretty well going to be covered through whether you're faced with Venezuela type of social, economic, political collapse or what have you. Now, most of us as Christians believe that the world is deteriorating, and it would behoove us to take measures so that we can maintain as normal of a lifestyle as possible, at least prevent yourself from having to watch your children starve. We understand history. We understand political and economic turmoil really wreaks havoc on the citizens. You and I, the Joe Schmo, the citizen out there, are the ones that really take the worst beating. And we can see plenty of these signs and indicators in our own country that we could be heading in that same direction. So we want to be prepared for it. It makes sense. And not to mention, we have a country, the entire world really is, it's got this war going on socially. It's really spiritual. It's spiritual warfare. But even in our own country, we finally have a president who is putting our country first ahead of globalism. He is putting our country first economically. He's doing the things that he said that nobody took him serious, that turned out to be the biggest threat to the globalist, really Satanist system on Earth. We saw weaponized our intelligence community and much of our own government, law enforcement apparatus at the federal level, not to mention the media, and turned it against President Trump before, during, and after his election. And they continue to this day. Now, they're targeting him right now specifically, but they consider adversarial to be adversaries anyone who even supports him, which means most of us in this listening audience. And they are reaching for control right now to take back control. They are preparing for the day that they will once again be in full control. Now, we saw what happened when the previous president was in office, the previous administration under the president who will not be named, and what he did and the directives that he gave to essentially wage war using the legal system, using economic systems, and using the bureaucracies of our government to essentially turn against God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots, labeling us as domestic terrorists or potential homeland domestic terror threats. That mindset has not only not gone away, but it is magnifying by the day. So fortunately, we have a president who has the guts to stand in the gap, but one day he's not going to be there. And these people, they're like pit bulls just snarling, waiting for the leash to break. So I think that it would just behoove us to prepare. I don't care if it's an EMP or whatever, but we're looking at social, economic, and political chaos that will likely bring our republic to its final ruin. I don't know how else to say it without sounding, you know, some doomsday type of message here, but These are facts that I believe that those that went before us, whether it was the Bolshevik Revolution or whether it was the Jews in Europe during World War II and leading up to World War II, there are enough signs saying there's people that are preparing to come against us. So I think we should be self-reliant. I think we should be aware. And I don't think we should be doing anything out of fear, but we should be preparing. We should be preparing with a sense of urgency. Remember what I said last year, the last year, 2 years, President Trump being in office essentially bought us time. So we should be preparing for turmoil in the future, not out of fear, but with a sense of urgency. There's plenty of cases in the Bible where people in the Bible acted out of a sense of urgency when faced with potential danger. I mean, Joseph and Mary, they fled to Egypt. They didn't saunter. They didn't go for a walk. They didn't go for a casual Sunday drive. They fled. They gathered everything they could and made it out because they knew they, or at least their newborn son, was about ready to die. David fled into the wilderness to avoid being killed by Saul. He moved with a sense of urgency. The Israelites crossed the Red Sea. When they saw the whole Egyptian army descending on them, they moved out with a purpose. I know we say, well, fear is not of the Lord. You're not supposed to fear. I have a hard time believing that these cases when Joseph and Mary fled to Egypt, David fled into the wilderness, the Israelites fled across the Red Sea, there wasn't a small amount of fear possibly welling up in them when they realized that they were being pursued by somebody that wanted to kill them. So fear is not unnatural, but we have to be courageous. Courageous is doing what you need to do despite being fearful. It's natural. Anybody who's been in combat knows fear is totally normal and natural. But we should fear. We should fear the Lord above all. And then you can get through the other things a lot easier. And it's wise to prepare for hardship when you're giving advance warning. And people like Dr. Pry, who's warned us many times and many others. So let me go back to this. There are plenty of experts, before we take a break, plenty of experts that are saying this is a very, very real threat. And you watch the videos, we're talking evidence to support this very realistic concern. And then, of course, things kind of get exacerbated by a tweet that's put out ostensibly by Dr. Pry. So people are asking, what do you think about this? What's your take on this? What should we do? Should we raise the AMCON level? Should we be, being prepared? Should we buy fuel? Should we do all these things? We should be doing all these things anyway, regardless of an EMP, just because of the times that we're living in. And actually, it's wise just to be able to withstand some type of unknown disaster, an unscheduled disaster, so that you can fare well through it, so that you can do what you're supposed to do by providing and protecting your family, and also putting yourself in a position of not needing help, but being able to help others. That's the Christian thing to do. Now, when you're given advance warning of the potential of danger, it's wise to prepare for it. Joseph did. He was given a vision by God. I think he would have been disobedient if he had not prepared with 7 years worth of supplies stored up. He would have been disobedient by not preparing because God told him there's going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. You need to make use of the 7 years of plenty, because you're going to need all of it to get through the 7 years of famine. So I think there are enough subject matter experts today that paint a picture that the threats we face are very real. And what came up today, just before I take a break here, what came up yesterday, the day before, was that, oh, somebody said this, that was a fake Twitter post. That's not actually, somebody posted on, this is not the real Dr. Prize Twitter account, disregard. Well, who, so everybody went, oh, okay, this is just a fake Twitter feed. It's fake, so pay no attention. Hold on a minute. Who posted that? And right after that, that account disappeared from Twitter. Now, here's somebody working with deep state people, the good guys and the bad guys, working at the highest levels of our federal government, and I don't trust any of them anymore. Working with these people, and all of a sudden his account, this posting, this account under his name, all of a sudden can't be found on Twitter. You can find screenshots of that, what I just read to you, what was posted supposedly by him. But my take is this. It doesn't matter if he posted it or if his account was hacked and somebody else posted it. It's consistent with his message other than imminent. He hasn't said anything about there's an imminent threat. What, like, that's what this Twitter post said. But I think that we should be, because of the times we're living in, we should be preparing with a sense of urgency anyway, regardless of whether an EMP expert posts a threat, the warning of a threat. We should be moving in that direction anyway, and I think with a sense of urgency. And I think also, especially since as we approach the 2020 elections. And I'm going to talk about that. Some goals for this year that I think maybe we should all, would probably benefit all of us if we focused on these things. And we'll get through as much of it as we can. And whatever I don't get to finish up, we'll pick up tomorrow night in the podcast. So stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the first show of 2019. Stay right there.
Mark Twain shared this insight. He said, "In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot." He's right, but now more than ever we cannot afford brave patriots to be a scarcity. They must be found in abundance. There may soon come a time when being a patriot without cost will be all but impossible. I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth. And the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty.
All right, we are back at Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt, which is the safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who are strategically relocating out of the occupied zones into the free zones. And the American Redoubt is, well, it's the top of my list, I'll tell you that. Hey, the last segment, darn me. Right out the gate, the first show of the year, and I forgot our sponsor for the last segment are our good friends over there at Werks Holsters. That's W-E-R-K-Z .com, Werks.com for your custom-made holsters. They're made right here in the American Redoubt. There's a lifetime guarantee on all their products, and so go check them out, Werks.com. And that was segment one, our sponsor there. So our sponsor for segment two is Riverfront Suites. Great friends, patriots, very supportive of AMRON and very involved in emergency communications. Those guys are have just done a great job supporting that. They're located right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, Riverfront Suites. That's about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene, and you can go to riverfrontsuites.com to learn more and plan a little weekend getaway. I think you'll be pleased. All right, now, here we are in 2019. I've got about 2 minutes to cover what I was hoping to cover as far as goals for this year. And I'm not going to get through all of them, obviously, but I will pick up the rest of that tomorrow night on our 8 p.m. podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Live streaming, you can also call in on that number. It's a different number to call in and listen to. Or you can listen to the podcast when we upload that late Sunday night. So you can listen to that Monday morning on your commute. How's that for you? Okay, in 2019, yes, we need to be self-reliant, and I'll get to that. But I think, as I mentioned before, Americans are historically and biblically illiterate today. And I think this is just the world over, but we're talking about American patriots right now. I think this is true everywhere. People forget their history. It's a human thing. And as Christians, we're biblically illiterate. We've forgotten our heritage and where we came from. I hammer on this a lot. So this is what I want to say. For this year, I want to challenge you guys to get in the Word of God, to read the Bible. Now, you should have some type of a Bible study, a daily devotional that helps you apply something, you know, to your life that day. And I've been going through My Utmost for His Highest. It is an awesome little book. It's deep stuff. It really makes you think. But if that's maybe a little too much for you, I want to challenge you to go on the internet, read the Bible in a year plan. Most of us have it in the backs of our Bibles. But I've been going through this read the Bible in a year plan for like 3 years now. But I try to stick to it every day. And I want to challenge you guys to do that too. And we can get through that together. I think it'd be good. Go all the way through it in a year. Can we do that? All right, we'll start there, and we'll pick up where we left off tomorrow night. So I'll see you then, 8 p.m., RadioFreeRedoubt.com. You guys have a blessed weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt, out.